Welcome into the Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I am your host, Andrew Rogers, and joining me, as he will be this entire hour, is Jay Garvin. He's the host of the Jay Garvin Show here on KRDO News Radio, Saturdays and Sundays, and Jay just celebrated the 10th year with us here at KRDO, a wealth of knowledge, all things local real estate and mortgage. And Jay, thanks for coming in and joining me this hour.
I appreciate you having me, you know, before the blizzard of 2021.
Well, you know, I mean, you're a Wisconsin guy. You should be able to drive in the conditions, get that truck out, have some fun.
Exactly. You know, in Wisconsin, it freezes in November and doesn't thaw out until May.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's a lot going on. We've talked so much about the real estate market, and it's continuing to be a red hot market. And you're plugged into this. You're dialed in. What's the latest going on right now throughout the local market?
Another historical mark, Andrew, for you and all the radio listeners. For the first time in the history of El Paso County and Colorado Springs, couple hundred years, this month we just hit a median home price of $403,000.
Wow.
So that's just to get into a middle home, not an average, which is the conglomeration of all the sales for the month. The median is the true center.
Yeah, so, I mean, what does a median home, what does that home look like? What does $403,000 get you right now in Colorado Springs?
Three-bedroom, two-bath, one- or two-car garage on a postage stamp lot.
So, what, you know, we would have been paying, you know, $254,000 a couple years ago now, almost.
Yeah, it was about $266,000 as we came out of the recession, and way back in 2011, because I don't really think we came out until 14 or 15, but in January of 2012, it was $178,500.
And what's driving this increase, Jay?
Demographics.
That's it?
87 million millennials are deciding to grow up.
So when they grow up, they grow out of mom and dad's basement, hopefully, knock on wood, and trying to find it out there. And, you know, you have a Churchill group of the Garvin's group of Churchill Mortgage here in Colorado Springs working with those home buyers. And is it easy for a lot of these millennials, these first-time home buyers, to get into the market right now?
Yeah. I mean, if you have a job and a salary, it's easy. Yeah. I mean, the biggest misnomer, if you're 48 years old in this country, you believe $45,000 a year for salary is okay. But if you're a young Main Street or millennial that has $50,000 of school debt and you're a dual income, I mean, $75,000 like is the floor. Mm-hmm. So you've got young couples with $150,000 median income. And even at Dave Ramsey says you can go three times as much as four times your income on a home. So if you've got $150,000 annual income, that's $450,000 to $600,000 that they can afford. So it's fine. It's just a generation of 87 million folks that just turned, the very first millennial, just turned 40 January of this year, because that generation's born from 1981 to about 1998.
So it's the largest group taking over the baby boomers, and this is really showing that shift and really helping to boost the Colorado Springs market, because we're seeing, you know, inventory still at almost record lows throughout the majority of the pandemic.
We're beyond almost record lows. I mean, at this time last year, we were fearful because we only had 0.8 months of inventory. That's about 24 days of inventory. As of this morning, we have less than 10 days of inventory. That means in the Great Recession, it would, with 7,000 homes, it would take us like 151 days, more, about a half a year to run through the whole inventory if it stopped turning over.
Yeah.
Today, we'll run through the entire available inventory in 10 days.
That's insane. And I know the city's trying with this. I know a lot of developers are trying. I know you talked a couple weeks ago about these tall skinnies that I don't know who would want to buy one of these, but it seems like they're popping up in every corner you can across the city.
First, I want to get your phone ringing.
All right.
The city isn't trying at all. Zero. The planning department, the Pikes Peak Regional Building, has the system so gridlocked with bureaucracy and delay, it's near impossible to get anything through development in less than a year. Mm-hmm. And I just bought two pieces of land up off of Elkton, and I wanted to do a change of the actual
the zoning?
Zoning from commercial to residential. And I did a couple Zoom calls because the planning committee isn't even going to work at an office yet. And with the $1.9 trillion package, they probably won't until September or later with federal and state governments and city. But the bottom line is that there are all these reasons about geological studies and everything. And I was going to create another 24 to 36 mixed-use residential. And when they put the brakes on, I said, forget it. I'm going to go ahead and build two prefab commercial buildings and sell them in a heartbeat. But if they don't change their ways, this city's going to be in a real grind. And it starts with the mayor, then it goes down to city council, the county commissioners, and then down to the planning committee.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm an optimist. I always think they might be doing something. But, you know, this is it's crazy to see just the level of demand versus the supply. And like you said, all these roadblocks, and, you know, we've hear these stories all the time out of California, and you wouldn't imagine that we'd be studied to death here in Colorado Springs just trying to build houses when we have such a record low number right now.
Yeah, and, you know, there's so much infill. I develop infill as well as run Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage and the Jay Garvin Show, and there's so much infill. I mean, look at the Citadel and all of that property that's not being utilized. Look at what they've proposed at Chapel Hills, which is phenomenal with the old Sears. They're building an apartment complex actually attached to that retail hub. That is great creativity. Hey, city council, hey, county commissioners, let's do more of that and get some of this infill development. And then also in R2, resident zoning R2 through R4, get creative with integrated ADUs, which is accessory dwelling units, or ADUs. And I'm not, you know, an agent. I'm just a businessman and a developer. And there's a lot of things we can do. And I'm an optimist as well. But, you know, I go ahead and say, I call it like I see it. And we just need to dramatically change the approach. We don't need more bike lanes down the middle of the street. We don't need more parks right now. I mean, last month, Andrew, there was more than 1,400 homes sold, and right now there's less than four to 500, I'm going to be conservative, on the MLS. Basically, if you don't have access to a pocket listing, it's very, very competitive, to the tune that just last week, one of my clients, military, had a $500,000 offer on a home, got outbid by $80,000 on asking price.
What?
A $500,000 home had six bids, and they took the best one at $580,000. If that's not a red flag, then what is?
Exactly. Well, there's so much to talk about with the market, with what's going on. We'll continue this discussion and try to figure out what we can do to fix it here at our small little spot off of South 8th Street. We'll continue solving all the city's problems right here on The Extra. I'm Andrew Rogers, my guest this entire hour, Jay Garvin's, host of The Jay Garvin Show, and so much more. Thanks for listening on The Extra. More still ahead. Welcome back to The Extra. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me is Jay Garvin's, host of The Jay Garvin Show and local real estate and mortgage expert. And Jay, before the break, we were talking about just how kind of insane the demand has been. And we talked a little bit, kind of teased that there's these tall skinnies going up everywhere. I mean, I know I live in a big development, the Banning Lewis Ranch over on the east side, that these things are popping up everywhere. And is this going to be kind of the new trend, trying to fill in as many of these tall, skinny, San Francisco-esque houses as you can just to get any bit of real estate in?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, every single generation has a signature property. Look at the three-bedroom, one-bath, one-car garage in the 50s. That was the post-war boom. We're just in it again because the largest generation is coming of age again. Well, this generation, it's the tall, skinny. And for you listening, it's not a dress size or a pant length. It's actually a two-story house on top of a garage. So you have your garage, which is the first floor, and then you go upstairs or an elevator to your living space to the second floor, and then most of your bedrooms and your laundry and stuff then are on the third floor, and they're tall and they're skinny. And a great infill development in Ivy Wild is going to put at least 24 of those right in a really popular area, and that's infill development. It's R2 And it's a great solution. Like you said, they look kind of tall and weird when you first see them, but they're the standard at the cities that are more congested already.
Well, I mean, you know, and talk about being already congested. These things, you know, in my opinion, look a little bit like a sardine in a can, because you get like four or five of them sharing one driveway in some of them. And it's crazy to think that this is where the city's going, and it's not getting any better. I mean, the skyrockets, the values that you were talking about during the break are just going insane, and we're seeing just a continued boom here in Colorado Springs.
Yes, and you have the balance on that as well. I mean, look at so close to us downtown here, Gold Hill Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
That was unusable land, and not the government, not a committee, a series of developers, capitalistic builders came in and spent a lot of money, you know, with all the debris that I forget what they call it, the mine tailings.
Yeah.
But that has had hundreds of homes there, and you have single family homes, you have townhomes, you have multifamily fourplexes, and it's an entire myriad of opportunities. You've got the great expansion of Banning Lewis out to the east. You've got growth down to the south, where zip code 80911 is the fastest appreciating, fastest selling zip code in the United States. So we're doing as much as we can, but we got too much lakefront property. I mean, Fort Carson can't build into it. It's like the shores of Milwaukee or mm-hmm. Chicago. You got the Pike National Forest. You've got the Air Force Academy. The only place that you can expand and spill out to is out east, unless you do these great infill. And you said, what are the solutions? Because I'm an optimistic. Yeah. You know, I zap the planning committee and the city council, but there's a lot of solutions. Infill development and incentivizing developers and decreasing the cumbersome regulation are three of the biggest opportunities we have to just take a deep breath and fix this inventory shortage.
Yeah, and we're looking at, you know, this isn't a bubble. It's not just, you know, artificially building and building and gonna pop. This is some sustained growth that you're seeing into the future that we're going to have to deal with sooner and later, and helping with that infill is really going to be a key part of it.
It is, and let's address the elephant in the room. Everybody's like, hey, when is the market going to correct? Folks, the market hasn't even started. Here's a fact. The median age for buying a house in the United States has always been between 30 and 33 years old. Right now, it's 33 years old. You have the very largest birth year within the millennials, which is 1990, with 4.2 million births. You take 1990 plus 33, and it's pretty simple. This thing doesn't get red hot until 2023, and that's a statistical fact. So you just prepare for it. We got more than a year to three to prepare, so let's just get on it. There's some good folks running for city council. Churchill Mortgage plays a huge part of it in getting people certified, which is pre-approved. That's mm-hmm. the difference we do, Andrew. Churchill Mortgage doesn't get a pre-qual letter or a pre-approval letter. We get a full certified, approved borrower from an actual underwriter, and all they need is a contract and an appraisal. So all of our buyers go to the front of the line, and multiple bids doesn't matter as much to us.
Yeah, and that really helps with that negotiating, because, you know, you don't have to wait on it prolonged underwriting, something, you know, randomly coming out. It's almost like guaranteed money up front, which helps, you know, just as powerful as a cash buyer. And Jay, we've talked a little bit about the equity, and we're just continuing to see giant, giant booms in equity, and I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, my average client
mm-hmm.
has more than $150,000 of equity in their house, and it's really the last feasible way for the middle class to build savings and acquire wealth. I mean, you can't take a $250,000 investment in the stock market, which no one in the middle class can even afford anyways, and turn it into a $400,000 investment tax-free. I mean, middle class, the last way to really achieve the American dream is through home ownership, and that's why, you know me, I work night and day, 6 days a week to get people qualified for that dream.
And Jay, if anyone wants to make that call, start working towards that dream as we approach our next commercial break, what's the best way to get a hold of you to start that path to getting the American dream?
For 10 years, on the radio show and as a mortgage originator, I give my cell phone, 719-330-1457. We're part of Churchill Mortgage, Dave Ramsey's preferred lender. And you also can go to ChurchillColorado.com.
And you can also get all this information. It's like going to a free seminar every Saturday and Sunday right here on KRDO News Radio for over a decade now. Saturday at 8 o'clock, Jay will get you fired up, get all this information for free right here on KRDO News Radio. Plus, if you miss any of that great information or it was just so much to take in on a Saturday morning, maybe you hadn't had that cup of coffee yet, we've got it anytime on our podcast page. Plus, wherever you get your podcast, Apple, iHeart, Spotify, wherever you are, you can get Jay Garvin's and this great information from KRDO News Radio. And again, start that path to home ownership and that American dream still ahead right now on KRDO News Radio. Time for our Arm World Travel Minute. Welcome back to The Extra. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me throughout this entire hour has been Jay Garvin's, host of The Jay Garvin Show. You can hear him weekends right here on KRDO News Radio or, as we've mentioned, anytime on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And Jay, there's a lot of talk going on with the markets, with the business side of all the housing and real estate market. You have the expertise. You are a mortgage expert. And what are we looking at right now as far as rates? And then with everything going on in Washington, what's the market looking like for actually getting that home loan?
Well, rates, interest rates are still historically low. I just did a radio show recently that's titled The Rate Debate. Mm-hmm. And because things are so linear, you know, it's Neanderthalic. Ooh, ooh, high rate, bad, low rate, good. And rate is a factor, but it's the fourth most important factor. The most important factor is your term. Mm-hmm. You can have a 15-year mortgage, Andrew, at 4% and a 30-year mortgage at 3%, and you're still going to give $40,000 less to the bank. Get that?
Yeah.
Because compounding interest works against you. Number two, closing costs. You can have someone get you 1.99% rate right now, but they don't bring attention to the $9,000 of closing costs. And the third one is what are your goals? I mean, if you're a military member moving in 4 years, you don't want to buy down your rate or get the lowest rate. You want to make sure your closing costs are as little as possible because you want to be less invested in the cost because you're going to PCS or move on. Mm-hmm. But the interest rates right now are back up to about 3.375 to 3.5% for a conventional, and anywhere between 2.625 and 2.75 if you're a military member refinancing. A little bit lower for purchasing because there's incentives, but they're up a full half a point from the low that was created in COVID-19 with Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, just tanking the Fed funding rate and therefore influencing the 10-year treasury rate on March 5th of last year in the onset of COVID-19.
Okay. So there's a lot that goes into that. And what if any impact is this new American Recovery Act going to have on it? You know, that nearly $2 trillion piece of legislation that, you know, our kids and grandkids will be paying for down the road. What is that having on the market and being able to, you know, get the loans? Is that making any impact as far as what people are thinking, where the rates or the yields are going or not?
Well, people aren't thinking about it. The only thing that people are thinking about is the $1,400 in stimulus checks they're going to get. But understand that's over $65,000 that every single American is giving for this package. Every family is giving $65,000 in the $1.9 trillion debt, and each family is going to get about $1,400. You know, my wife and I, if you make over $150,000, which is like 7% of the earning families out there, which is 40% of the economy, by the way, aren't getting any checks at all. And I'm happy with that. I don't want anything from the federal government. I've been blessed during this time and have multiple jobs, so kept working. But for other individuals, what it means is there is an incredibly serious fear of an inflationary hedge in the bond, treasury, and financial markets. It has given a false sense of confidence or explosion to the Dow Jones that have all new record highs. But literally in this one bill, Andrew, this one bill, mm-hmm. $1.9 trillion, we've added 8% balance on our 230-year debt. It's taken us 230 years to get up to the 22-plus trillion-dollar debt, and we're adding 8% with one signature last week with President Biden. So that is a big fear of inflation, and it's driven up the 10-year Treasury and the LIBOR and all of the other bond markets, and then it's driven the interest rate up to its highest level since COVID-19 and its onset in March of 2020.
Yeah, and do you think, you know, obviously new Secretary of Treasury, Janet Yellen is...
Janet Yellen!
You know, I almost softballed that one for you.
Did you?
But, you know, she was in the position of the Fed chair back in 2008 when we had the first recession, when we dealt with the smaller Obama stimulus. Do you think she's learned anything as far as what happened after that, and there might be some kind of other correction or something else to kind of help keep the markets at least somewhat stable after this excitement and inflation is kind of onset?
There's no more cushion. The Fed has already set the fund rate from 0 to 0.5, so there's no way you can cushion it. So if inflation comes in mm-hmm. and drives up the interest rate, that's going to squash the economy and American spending. Remember back in George Bush days after 9/11 that he stood on the heap of rubble and said, hey, the best thing you can do for your country is just relax, gain confidence, and go spend money. Yeah. Well, because America has become a debt-spending nation, more than half of all the people are 30 days away from broke. Dave Ramsey says that all the time. No money in savings. They're saving more now. But if we have to debt spend and they increase the interest rate on a mortgage, on a car, or on an entity you want to buy, it's just going to preclude Americans from spending. So yeah, Janet Yellen has got to figure that out. It's a real simple thing to figure out. Buy less, save more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Marlo and I keep 6 months of emergency reserves, and I drive a dirty used Ford truck.
Yeah, well, you know, and then, as you'd mentioned earlier, Dave also says it too, this $1,400 check, if you're in a position where that's going to, you know, make a major impact, if that's going to change your life, you've probably got deeper issues you need to be looking at, because, again, that number is not that big in the grand scheme of things.
And there's a solution. I mean, I am an optimist, high energy. I've helped mm-hmm. Andrew over 1,100 couples become investment property owners. I've helped over 16,000 families become homeowners, and like we talked during the break, restructure your finances with a refinance. I do the makeover mortgage where I do like 6-5 of the baby steps in one transaction. Individuals get their $1,000 emergency reserve with all the equity people have, get rid of all of their unsecured debt. We get 2 to 4 months of emergency budget reserves, then they have savings every month to put into their 401k, money set aside for their kids' college, and many times I shift them right in that transaction, Andrew, right to a 15-year mortgage, which is pay your house off early. The only thing you have left is to just build wealth and give away graciously.
Exactly. And Jay, I know we talked earlier about how crazy the Colorado Springs market is. We've got the millennials coming out of mom and dad's basement, in most cases, looking to buy that first-time homeowner, coming into a market like Colorado Springs, like what we're seeing right now with the equity, as we've seen, with the demand so high and the supply so low, what is your message to some of those first-time homebuyers that may be a little nervous as far as getting into the market or getting into that competitive thing, getting scared by these high, high numbers?
Call a local lender and call a local real estate agent. I mean, my number is 719-330-1457. The internet is no longer the place to find a house. We had 1,400 sales last month, Andrew, and only 400 of them were on the MLS. Over 1,000 of them were pocket listings. Mm-hmm. People buying houses from a buyer that I have that's selling their house and moving to Texas. I'm doing the loan there. And they're like, Jay, what should I do with my house? I'm like, you're a military member. I've got 3 qualified guys coming into Fort Carson. Would you mind selling it direct to them? That's a pocket listing. A parent selling their house to their son, a landlord selling their house to the tenant. You have to get somebody local to navigate the market. Justin Hermes over at Remax Properties is an expert at that. And I tell people, don't freak out. I mean, just last month, less than 30 days ago, I helped a 21-year-old buy a house in Fountain, Colorado, 3-bedroom, 1-bath with a garage port for $260,000. She did it with 3% down on an FHA. Her mortgage payment was only $1,300 a month, and now she's got a roommate. He pays $800. She pays a remainder of $700. And this isn't a story one decade or 1 year ago. This is 1 month ago. So there's a lot of great deals. It's not Armageddon. You just have to – it's imperative to get a local individual.
Yeah, you've got to get that local expertise, like you mentioned. You can't just go online and figure out, you know, what you're doing based off of, you know, Zillow or someone else that is wildly inaccurate already and not plugged in to the Colorado Springs area. Again, Jay Garvin's, that's the guy to at least start with if you want to start on this path or just have questions. Phone number 330-1457, 330-1457. Or again, you can get a lot of free information Saturdays and Sundays right here on KRDO News Radio. Jay, you've been doing it for 10 years. Still ahead, we're going to take a look back at the past decade, where we've come from, where we're going, and some predictions that you've hit right on the head right here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra. I'm Andrew Rogers. Thanks for joining me here on The Extra. My guest this entire hour has been Jay Garvin's, host of The Jay Garvin Show, also a local real estate and mortgage expert. And Jay, you've been on KRDO since for 10 years now. The first show was in the end of January back in 2011. And
no, 2012.
Oh, 2012.
Yep. That's okay. Numbers. January 28th, 2012.
You're the numbers guy, not me.
Well, you know, it's just because I say it 100 times, but I can't tell you how much I appreciate KRDO. Matt has been an amazing producer. Joanne and Neil have been great in sales. Excited to have you in the entire radio production in charge of that. And it's interesting now, it's getting the band back together with Dan Koschel on afternoon drive time now.
Yeah, you know, it all fell into place. You know, it's something that, you know, kind of coming in here that me and him had always talked, you know, when we both left KRDO for the first time. So someone, you know, that, you know, I trust, he's great. He's learned a lot. You know, I've learned a lot. So it's an great thing to, you know, have a great team. I think we've got the best team in years right here on KRDO News Radio between me, Shannon, and Dan. And of course, our great weekend guys, you, Justin, everyone here has become such a great cohesive team. And we're one big happy family. And Jay, since you've been doing this for 10 years now on the radio, you've seen a lot of changes within the market. A lot of things have happened, and there's been a lot of predictions. You know, some are starting an online petition to rename the show the Jay Stradamus Show, because you've come up with so many of these predictions year after year. And really looking back at the past 10 years, a lot of the predictions from the very early days have come right on par. You've hit the nail right on the head.
Well, and I appreciate that. And that's because of demographics. A gentleman by the name of Harry Dent, he's got a great new book out. I don't make any money for that. But he wrote a book called The Roaring 2000s, and he talked about generational consumption. And it's pretty simple. I tell people, if you have 20 cars sitting on an automobile lot and 10 people walk on, it's just supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
All 10 people are going to get a car. They're going to be happy. The dealership's going to be frustrated and have half their inventory left on the mark. Now, turn that around. Now you have 10 cars on the lot and you have 20 people walking on. Half of the people are going to cry and leave the lot without a car. The cars that do sell are going to be very expensive, and the dealership is going to whistle all the way to the bank. Real estate wise, we've got 30 people walking onto the lot and there's only 3 houses available. So it's a little bit challenging and we have to solve that. But I said at the beginning of the show that the median home price for the first time in February of 2021, just went over 400,000. 403,000 is a median.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerously so, a whole separate radio segment is on the 18% appreciation. That's really blazing hot, too hot in my perspective. But I also made a prediction on my 10-year anniversary show. By 2026 through the end of 2025, the median home price is going to be over 500,000. So if you buy now in less than 5 years, you can get return on investment of 30, 40, 50% because if you put $50,000 down on a $400,000 house and it becomes a $500,000 house, your $50,000 turns into $100,000. That's crazy. That's a 2,000% return on investment in 10 years. So there's so much market left. And I, Andrew, make the bold prediction that before it plateaus and slows down in 2031, which I believe is going to be the bell curve, that's going to be the equivalency of like 1996.
Okay.
In Bill Clinton, it was one of the first years that they actually reduced the balance of the debt, if you remember, with Newt Gingrich, the Speaker of the House, and Bill Clinton. They physically, for the first time in decades, decreased the overall debt, and that's because the baby boomers were so productive as a generation. You know, everybody was just living in la-la land because there was so much extra, because so many people were consuming. And that's going to happen again by 2031, where the median home price in Colorado Springs is, by my prediction, going to hit it over $700,000 by 2031.
Wait, over $700,000?
$700,000, the median home price in Colorado Springs, 2031.
Wow. That is insane. And of course, it's predictions like that, you know, this weekend, you're going to go back in time, look at the past 10 years, have these clips where you saw where Colorado Springs was going and where it is now. And you get all of that on the Jay Garvin Show, Saturdays and Sunday here on KRDO News Radio. Jay, we're out of time. We could have gone for 3 hours on this, but
well, you know your craft, so I really love the extra.
Well, I'm glad to have you on. We'll have you on again. And again, don't miss the Jay Garvin Show weekends right here on KRDO News Radio. We have the Tom Martino Show still ahead on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Thank you so much for listening to The Extra. And again, with this winter storm coming up this weekend, we'll have updates throughout the day on KRDO's afternoon news starting this afternoon, plus all weekend long here on KRDO News Radio.